Hey, welcome to the Tippin' Maple Leafs podcast, episode 213. And guess what? Leafs lost 3-1 to the Bruins, and they're down in the series 3-1. Nylander returned to the lineup, made no impact. Sheldon Keefe, his days are numbered here. We're down 3-1 in this series. Does anybody think they still have a chance? Well, we're going to look into it. All this and more on 213 of the Tippin' podcast.
This team refuses to play playoff hockey. Not interested in doing what it takes to win in the playoffs. Not interested. Let's hit the intro.
Matthews, a shot, scores! Austin Matthews has hit 69! It's never sounded so sweet!
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Tippin' Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
So here we are, Dale. Mm-hmm. We were just saying before we started recording, we don't want to do this.
No.
We don't want to be here. We don't want to talk about this.
If I would have been on here doing this last night, like it's Sunday morning right now. If I would have been on here doing this last night after the game, I think my fucking head would have exploded. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, I was, by the end of that, I'm sitting on the couch laughing.
Yeah.
Like, literally laughing.
I know, to myself. Like, the feelings you had in game one and two where you're kind of nervous and you really want them to win, it went away last night.
Oh, big time.
It's just
big
like time. I almost, you just feel like you want to be put out of your misery.
Oh, 100%.
Like I just want to end this.
Oh yeah. If there's any sign of false hope here, I'm gonna lose my fucking shit.
When you say false hope, do you mean like if they lose this series and they talk about sticking to the process?
No, I mean they win on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And then they come home and lay another fucking egg. Or they magically force it to game seven, make you think they're better than they really are, but then lose game seven anyway. Unless they come all the way back and win this fucking series, which I just don't see in any fucking lifetime or any fucking world where that happens. I'm sorry. I'm out on this one. It's over. Like, you think they come back here? You think they have a fucking any chance in hell at coming all the way back here?
No.
No fucking way.
There's always a chance, but no. Like, if you were to hand me $1 million and be like, place a bet right now, my money's on the Bruins.
100%. How could it not be? How the fuck could you bet on these fucking guys to win? But come on.
That was, that game last night, and we're going to get into it, but it was, I don't even know what you call it.
It was a joke.
You're at home, your back's against the wall, you're down 2-1 in the series, and basically, you did nothing. This was their game plan for the first two periods. Somehow, maybe get over the blue line, soft shot, go to the bench. That was it. They should be called the Toronto Soft Shots.
They hadn't. You know things are starting to turn when, like, I don't know if you caught any of the post game from last night. I'm sure.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
Okay, so
torture.
Not impressed by the just nonchalant attitude all around. Like, I'm going to get to Keith here in a bit, so let's just save that. But I saw who'd they wheel out there, Mitch, Willie, JT, and Riley. So the core guys, Matthews wasn't there because who knows where the fuck he is or what's going on with him. Sick, food poisoning, who the fuck knows. When it rains, it pours, I guess, for these guys. But the nonchalant attitude, like, you're frustrated, all this, Mitch. Oh, no. Like, they seemed a little too upbeat for me Like, I'd be like, I'd go Nathan MacKinnon. Like, it's been 8 fucking years and we haven't won shit. And we play like this. Like, somebody fucking grow a set of balls and tell the fucking truth. Like, you want to be optimistic. You want to be like, you think you can still win this fucking series?
Yeah.
Come on.
Nobody even came out and said not good enough.
No.
Like, they didn't take any blame in the post game. You know, we believe in each other and we think we got the, but you're right. Somebody should have come out and been like, that was garbage. We haven't won shit. Our fans pay a lot of money to be in this building. That was absolute garbage.
Talking about not being frustrated and not like all this. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I don't, you could hear some of the questions, Steve Simmons, you could hear him asking questions. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. You can always tell by the player's face that Steve Simmons asked. Okay,
I do not like Steve Simmons in any way. So don't get me wrong here, but I'll tell you what,
good ones.
I'll tell you what, he's the only fucking reporter there that will ask them a serious question. He's the only fucking one that will like ask them something that they don't want to be asked.
He asked.
So I appreciate.
He was the one
asking.
He asked. I think he asked Morgan Riley. I think he asked both of, like, two of them. Why were you flat to start the game? And Riley's like, we weren't flat to start the game.
Yeah.
It's like anyone with a pair of eyes could tell you were flat.
And then he followed it up with like, you had four shots halfway through the first period.
Yeah.
Like,
not good enough.
No.
And then the Sheldon Keefe was.
No. No,
absolutely. Brilliant.
I'm going to burn the house down on Keith here. It's over. He's coached his last game at home, as far as I'm concerned.
Unless they win game five.
Well, good luck with that.
Were you not ready to, honestly, I was like watching the game being like, if I was tree living, I would walk down right now and just fire him. Like in between the first and second intermission, be like, you're done. Like Guy Boucher take over, somebody else take over. This
fuck
is
Guy Boucher.
Well, okay. Just whoever's on the bench, just get this guy out of here.
100%.
He should have been fired for the Ron Burgundy suit alone.
Yeah, no, I know. That suit was wild. That was wild. What are you thinking? Rocking that? I don't know. Anyway, look, I got a bunch of stuff here, so I'm just going to run through some rapid points, and then you just can fire away with whatever you want to say. Going back to, like, I got just, there's nothing positive. I have one positive, and it's not even a real positive. But I'll get to that. I'm going to start with Marchand, okay?
Yeah.
So, Brad Marchand, going back to game three, the game three loss. Don't forget about that one, too, folks. Much better effort in that game three than compared to that pile of dog shit we watched last night in game four. But back to game three, Brad Marchand, who's been incredible, best player in this series by a fucking mile.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you caught this because I did not catch it live during the game, but his comment after he scored late in the third period to put the Bruins up 3-2.
It's over in five.
Or it might have been the empty net goal that he scored. I can't remember.
No, it was after he hit the top shelf to go up 3-2.
Okay.
He said, it's over in five.
Going past the Leafs bench saying, it's over in five. And they come out and play like that after that guy made that comment. Like, I guess they were just like, he's right. Yeah, he's right.
8 years. 8 years. It's happened millions of times in the playoffs where we have said that guy did that and that's your performance. Nothing gets these guys going. It doesn't matter.
You imagine a guy skating past your bench in your own fucking building saying over in five and you're just like, nothing.
Dude, Marchand has done worse shit than that in previous playoff series. Didn't get them motivated to do anything about it then.
No,
why would they get motivated now?
Old habits.
I saw that.
Old habits die hard, I guess, with these fucking guys, because that's just more of the same, more of the same.
Not a habit, it's a DNA.
Well, here's a little reference for you, Chad. I think you'll know this one. There's a tune out there, an older song, not that old, but a song by the band called The Wallflowers, early 90s here. Not early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere in there. And I think the song is called The Difference. And here's the chorus to that song. And it just fit. I was going to throw it in, like, but copyright, whatever, I didn't. But here's the chorus of the song. Who does this remind you of? The only difference that I see here is you are exactly the same as you used to be. You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know, yeah.
That not fit the guys to a T?
And that does. That's a good deep cut that you just found right there.
Dude.
I like that.
Yeah, is that not it right there? Like,
yeah. Think about this, man. 8 years this core has been together, and just look at all the players they have pasted around it. You know, you had Spezza, you had Thornton, you had Freddie Anderson in net, you had Zach Hyman, you had Ryan O'Reilly, you had Noel Achari, you had Luke Shen, you had Brian Boyle. You have went and you have pasted everything around this, and it's always the same result. What does that tell you?
They can't.
And then this year you go Domi, Bertuzzi, Reeves. You're like, we're going to add Stott and we're going to get tougher. We're going to go down this road. Same fucking thing.
You know what it tells me? It tells me one crystal clear fucking thing. These guys don't have it. The core guys that you need to be your best guys, like Marchand, like Pasternak, like McAvoy, like Swayman, who, by the fucking way, let's just throw a little more gas on the fire here, okay? Swayman. Was picked in the fourth round
Yeah.
Just one pick behind when the Leafs picked Ian Scott. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard him on the podcast. I heard the Swayman's interview where he said he was 100% convinced the Leafs were going to take him because they had interviewed him so many times.
Ian Scott was a good prospect. He obviously had health problems, injury problems, and he had to retire early. No longer even fucking plays. Doesn't even skate.
Just salt in the wound.
One pick. Like, I know a fourth round goalie pick is like a crapshoot. But I mean, imagine if it was Swayman instead. I'll tell you what, right now, if Swayman's in net, you switch well, take game four out of it, but switch the goalies here. Leafs probably aren't down. If they got Sammy in net, you got Swayman. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Maybe you win game three. If that's the case, you probably for sure win game two. But last night, Dale, you could have played a net for Boston.
Yeah.
And you would have had the same.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Like, I was getting kind of pissed. Hockey Night in Canada and all these during the broadcast, everyone's pumping him up like he's fucking Patrick Waugh in his prime. I'm like, they've had 11 shots, and half those shots have been soft wristers from the blue line.
Nothing hard in front of the net. No.
Like, let's pump the brakes. Swayman's good, but the team that he's playing against is playing like shit.
But here's what gives me, like, absolutely no optimism that this is going to turn around. He hasn't lost them. He's 6-0. He hasn't lost them all season. Like, his numbers are incredible against the Leafs.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's all of a sudden just going to fucking fall off the face of the earth on Tuesday night? I doubt it. Are the Leafs going to make it much more difficult for him? I doubt that too, to be honest with you. Why wouldn't you doubt it? What would give you any fucking sign or sense that they're going to make it difficult for this guy?
That's it, man. That's the question. It has nothing to do with will Swayman falter.
They can barely get past the fucking blue
line. Exactly. It's the team. Like, can you get a chance? It was so hard to watch last night. Like, their power play. 1 minute. You had almost a minute, 4-on-3, with $45 million on the ice. Tavares, Matthews, Marner, Nylander. You didn't get one shot on net. It's not wild, one shot, man.
No, it's wild.
What the fuck? Like, 4-on-3? Only three Bruins on the ice, and you can't get a shot?
No, it's insane. It is absolutely. I know it's crazy. Like, I know we're talking about, they can't even get set up, let alone. Yeah, they can't get set up. They can't get a shot. Like,
I know. And that's like all your big boys on the ice at one time, 4-on-3. And you can't set it up and get at least one shot.
This is not new here. Naming the last time their power play looked good in the playoffs.
2002.
I mean, it's been a long time. Haven't seen it with these guys. Their power play numbers are fucking horrible under Keith.
Their offensive numbers in general are just horrible in the playoffs. They can't score.
No, they can't score. And you can't get a save either. I'll get into Joseph Woll a bit here, but I just want to run some things. Chime in whenever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
They lose every battle. They are losing every fucking battle from in net to the D pairs, the battles in the corners, their four, like everything Boston does, everything that Boston has been doing is better than the Leafs. That's it.
Yes.
Like,
but the thing is I didn't feel that way after game three.
No, I didn't either. But it changed in a fucking
hurry. Games two and three, I thought the Leafs were taking it to them physically, and they were winning puck battles, and it just, the games could have went either way. They won two, they lost three. But last night, you're right, man.
Oh, my total opinion of this series changed on, like, 2-1. I'm like, okay, win game four, best 2-3, we'll see what's up. But that effort last night was just, like, the ghosts are out in full force here. And they have no chance at coming back and winning the series. I'll eat my fucking words, fucking jump through the window if they fucking come back and win the series. But
you hope they do.
I've been watching these guys for too fucking long. And I know in my bottom of my heart, they are not winning this series, Jack. It's not happening.
But like, a part of you believes that they're going to push it to the brink just to break.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
I know, but a part of you thinks that's going to happen. A part of me does. A part of me thinks they're going to fucking win 5 and 6.
I don't see it.
And I'm going to be like, oh my God, they have a chance. No. And they're going to blow it.
But maybe
they know their time is over.
Yeah, like they know. Done. They're finding new ways to lose in the playoffs now. Instead of making it interested in going deep, this will be two series in a row that potentially ends in 5 games after they win their first fucking series for the first time in 20 years. The way I saw this, Boston doing absolutely everything better and just giving the Leafs fucking nothing, and the Leafs have fucking no answer for it. So that is a troubling sign going forward. And the Leafs just refuse to fucking change the way they play as well. The coach refuses to change the way that he coaches. and this team can't win in the playoffs, and they cannot do it, not even close. Like, one series win, great, but the overall sample size of these core fucking guys, I know you were saying they've been surrounded by different guys all year, but the same fucking cast and crew that's supposed to be leading the way, they cannot fucking win. They will not fucking win, and something needs to fucking change here drastically, because I'm sick of watching this fucking bullshit, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, it's 100% on board with you, man.
Like, it's not, like I said, it's not,
you can
even
change all the pieces. Yeah, you can change all the pieces all you want. The problem is that you've tied your wagon to these guys, and combined, they will never get it done. I don't believe they can ever get it done together. You could break them up and they could all go on to win Stanley Cups on different teams. But together, to be like, you guys are leading the pack, they just don't have it. And that Sheldon Keefe quote, just where he said, I have it here, where he said, nothing wrong with our effort level here tonight. Guys are competing. It's physical hockey. Guys are trying. It's a good team over there and they're limiting us. You can't question. You can question a lot of things, but you can't question the effort. You question the effort.
Well, what the fuck is he watching? What is he looking at?
11 shot. What did they have? 11 or 13 shots after two periods, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And we can't question the effort. I don't know.
And none of those shots were from like in tight, not even close. They did a thing in the intermission where they showed where all the shots were coming from. There was nothing in it around the blue paint. Absolutely fucking nothing.
Brad Marchand's 35 years old, and he's just carving up the Leafs, and our captain is just chopping it over the blue line and taking.
He was
brutal. Yeah, I can't believe there's another fucking year with this contract on the books.
Well,
if he doesn't go to Robida Island and then come back and be a third line center in the playoffs.
No. We'll get back into that like after game four potentially or after game five. Sorry, and do a heavy deep dive into fucking what's going on here in the offseason. But
for the seventh year in a row,
we're just about to turn the page to the offseason. Like, I think it's over Tuesday, but we'll see what happens here. They picked the biggest game of the season to play their worst game of the season by far. Like, come on, man, booed off the fucking ice at home in the playoffs, booed off the ice at home in the playoffs. Six straight losses at home, outscored. Think about that. Six straight losses at home, outscored 21-11. I'm surprised we didn't see a jersey toss last night. Or a waffle. Like, wake up, boys. What are we? Here's some breakfast. Wake the fuck up out there. Holy fuck. I was waiting for a jersey toss because it was getting rough in there, especially 3-0 second intermission. Like, going into the third, I'm like, holy fuck. Marner scored a nice goal. Thanks for showing up, Mitch. He didn't do anything else the rest of the fucking game other than throw a goddamn tantrum on the fucking bench. I'm going to get to that. But six straight losses at home, outscored 21-11, three goals or fewer in 11 straight playoff games, particularly in this series. Game one, they scored one goal. Game two, three goals in the only win they've got. Game three, two goals. Game four, one goal. Not going to cut it, man. Just not going to cut it. And the guy at the other end in your fucking net, he doesn't look like he has a fucking clue what he's doing out there. He looks like a fucking circus clown. Good, like that first goal, Reeves gave the puck over, turned it over. But the amount of space between in it, like five hole, like what the fuck is the goalie doing on that play? What is he doing? Like, I don't know, man. Look, the only... I don't know. I just can't. It's hard to like. I'm pissed off and I'm disappointed, but at the same time, it makes me kind of just laugh because I'm just like, I can't believe this is the team I've chosen to be my favorite professional sports team, and they just keep doing it over and over again. Like that effort in Game Four by these fucking clowns, it makes me want to puke. It makes me sick to my stomach that a historic franchise like this just accepts this fucking bullshit. The only positive, Chad, I think you'll like this one. The only positive I have after that game is that after Tuesday night, I'll never have to watch fucking TJ Brody play another fucking hockey game. That's the only positive that I can take away from that Brody will be done as a Leaf. But I don't know, man, take it wherever you want to take it. Like, you want to go to Willie's return or what the fuck? The coach, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about Willie's return. We'll save Keith for later. Willie came back. Not the best game. I felt like he was getting better as the game went on, but
what do you expect? The guy, yeah. The guy's like, he hasn't played all playoffs. And then the last 2 weeks of the regular season, he was playing like shit too. So like, he's not coming to save us. Like he's not coming to save the series here, guys. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I just felt like throughout the game, Keith wasn't getting good matchups, which is weird when you're at home and you get last chance.
He never does. He gets out coached every game.
But he started Nylander on the third line, and I'm okay with that. But that line hasn't really played together a whole lot. And no. Then he made up a fourth line, and he took Dura out and he put Roberts in it. And I'm like, okay. And I know why he did that, because he's course. Like, if the big guys don't score, we can't score in the lineup.
That's the only reason why he did it, was because they can't fucking score. Nick's a kid that can pop it in the back of the net every once in a while.
I felt like,
was it the right move in retrospect? No, probably they should have kept Dewar in there, but I know why he did it.
But again, like, we can't blame the lower guys when the big guys don't carry their weight.
Of course not.
But I felt like the thing I had a problem with Nylander was he should have started to move him around faster. Like, did you not feel like Keith was just rolling the fucking lines, and you're like, nothing is working. Change it.
Nothing.
Like, do something.
Yeah.
It's like he was watching from the bench, just being like, it's all good. It's all good, man. Everything looks great tonight.
So obviously a rough go for the top guys. Matthews, Marner, Nylander start getting in, mixing it up there with some words on the bench. Mitch looks like the little whiny crying bitch that he fucking is. And Nylander says straight up, stop fucking crying. Nylander looks like the most mature one of the three of them. He says, stop fucking crying. And then he followed it, like, he was talking to Mitch. He said, stop fucking crying. Because Mitch was like, he's always looking for a call. It's the fucking playoffs, man.
I know,
like,
that was a brutal play. He's in front of the net. He gets tapped in the back of the leg and he falls and starts complaining to the ref.
Bitching to the ref. So Nylander says, stop fucking crying. And then he followed it up by either saying, just fucking shoot, or just fucking play. I couldn't see what he said next, but...
I'm pretty sure I read on Twitter, someone read his lips, that he said, it's not fucking juniors, bro.
Okay. Well, I didn't, that's not, he's, no, because he said fuck again. Oh, maybe, okay, maybe.
It's not fucking juniors, bro.
Okay, maybe. And then Mitch continues to, like, tanker mode. He throws his mitts, throws his gloves, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a fucking kindergarten, like, behind the bench. Like, go on the ice and fucking, I know he did end up scoring, but it's just too little, too late. Not enough. One goal in the series. Come on. Marchand's eating you alive out there.
I know. This is where it drives me nuts, is the analytic people will be like they'll point out he's a point of game player in the playoffs.
No.
And last night there were actually people pointing, like, when he was on the ice, they were the more dominant team and everything. And I'm like, use your fucking eyes, man.
He's weak, man. He's not strong.
He's weak when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, he is. He's not interested in engaging, like, in the physical aspects and going, like, I don't know. I don't see it. Unless I'm missing something, I just don't see it. And we'll get into this potentially after the next game or whatever, when they finally bow out here. Like,
and you know what's funny is
fan base is cranked right up on Mitch Marner, man.
Oh, yeah, his time may be cooked. Although I think he has a no movement clause.
Doesn't really mean anything.
No, I know, but. You know what's also funny is I didn't realize, like, I always knew Marner had the A, but then I didn't realize that, like Matthews is the assistant captain and Riley's the assistant captain, and then it's almost like they had to give Marner an A.
Yeah, like, they rotate it every game. Mitch wears it one night, Austin wears it the next night, because Mitch has to be included.
I know, I don't understand that. Like, okay, you're not, like, you're a good player, but you're not Austin Matthews.
No, sorry. Fuck no. After last night, that A should go directly to Nylander next season, regardless if Mitch is fucking here
That C should be ripped off JT.
Well, I don't know how you do that while he's still here. I think he's got to be like,
we'll get into that if they get eliminated, but you could totally do it.
You could do it, but it's not like, we'll get into that more. But anyway, special teams, man, absolute joke. One power play goal in this series. They can't kill a fucking penalty. 1-for-14 on the power play in this series, and keeps putting the same fucking guys out there. They had 2 days off going into this game. Like you were saying, they can't even get set up on the power play. 0-for-3 last night on the power play in game 4. Okay, on two of those three power plays, the first one early in the game and the last one late in the game, didn't register a fucking single shot on net, not one shot. You were mentioning that earlier. But that, think about that. An early power play didn't even get set up, couldn't get a shot. A late power play when you're down by two, you can't get set up, you don't even get a fucking shot. But Keith, just same dudes. They had 2 days off between games 3 and 4. How the fuck do you not spend both days on the ice figuring out something different with the fucking power play? Like, that should have been all they fucking did. Like, new guys, new looks, new fucking something. I don't fucking know. It was just the same thing. No adjustment. Yep. That's the craziest thing about it, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I do not understand why there was a, like, you couldn't try different people together. You couldn't try maybe not doing the slingshot and coming in at fucking the slowest speed ever to try and set it up. Boston just got it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
But did you see they posted after the game Keefe's playoff power play record?
Oh,
he's like 18 for 110.
Yeah, that's wild.
Unbelievable. That's wild. It's like a 7% or less than 7%. Just crazy. So, yeah, what did you expect? Did you expect magic?
Well, I thought there'd be an adjustment made for sure.
Nothing.
Like, I thought, switch it up, man. Like, I literally thought, like, okay, maybe you just, like, sorry, Mitch, sorry.
They just put Nylander
in. Like, I thought maybe because, like, I know it's dipped a bit, but, like, obviously the best line has been Matthews, Bertuzzi, and Domi at times in this series.
It was until Matthews got sick.
Yeah, okay.
So it was, like, the best line in the series.
For me, I'm thinking going in, like, I hadn't heard anything because obviously they're not saying anything of what they're going to do between games and stuff. Excuse me. But I thought, like, okay, maybe you just go with that top line as your power play line, and maybe you have, like, Willie and pick the other guy. Maybe Mitch, or I don't know, whatever. Switch it up. Just give me a different look. I don't care. Yeah. Just give me a different look. Take Riley off of there. That is the number one fucking thing I would do. I'm sorry, Riley. Like, that experiment is fucking ridiculous. It's over, man.
Like, go old school and throw, like, Ryan Reeves in front of the net and just have him cause fucking chaos and try to score a greasy one. They don't all need to be 10 bellers.
Yep.
We just need to get this guy off his game and score a couple goals.
Any adjustment, I would have been like, well, at least they're trying something different. But that's what almost pisses me off the most, is just Keith's just like, no, refuses to change. Like, I guess now he's thinking, like, well, this is it for me anyway, so I might as well go down with the guys. Like, thanks, guys. Like, thanks a lot. Like, I keep trying to put you in positions to succeed, and you keep fucking me every time, I guess. Yeah. So, but, like, if that was me, like, I know my ass is getting fucking fired here. So, like, I'd sit them all on the fucking bench. Like, he knows he has to play them because that's the only chance they have. But, like, I would almost just go, like, all right, Holmberg, fucking whatever, Nyes. Like, just, I'd put every guy who shouldn't, Robertson, like, top unit. Like, I'd just fucking go, you can't do any worse. You cannot do any worse. Couldn't do any worse.
No. But you know what? I doubt anything will change for game five.
No, like, dude, like, when he's making, he's clearly lost his fucking mind. He must be going mentally insane because, like you said, after the game, he comes out. He's like, you can't question the effort. You can question some things, but you can't question the effort. Yeah, Sheldon gets serious.
I know. And in turn, did you see John Cooper after they lost?
No.
Where he came out and they're like, what did, you know, and he basically said, like, I walked into the dressing room and said, if you guys want to play like that, that's fine. If you don't believe and you don't feel like giving it, don't show up tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Just don't show up. Whoever shows up, you want to play and you believe we can win this series.
And they won game four.
I know.
Came back and won. But they're going to lose the series. But
I know, but it's that mentality, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and Cooper,
he doesn't baby his players. He's just like, look, you guys suck. If you want to keep playing like that, go home.
They might keep Cooper around in Tampa, but if this would be two first round exits in a row.
Open the checkbook if he's available.
There's a possibility that they go in a cheaper direction and they might go full rebuild there. I don't know. Is it too soon to pull the shoot on Tampa Bay? I'm not sure. They've got some decisions to make there, but I tell you right now, I mean, if Cooper's available, look, because Sheldon, let's just be honest here. Sheldon Keefe should have been fired last summer when they lost 4-1. To in the second round of the Florida Panthers.
Should have been blown up a little bit after that.
I know they had just won their first playoff series in 20 years. Great. Pat on your fucking back. Good job, boys. But then you go to the second round and you bow out, like, not interested in playing the Florida Panthers, and you get beat fucking 4-1. That's enough for, like, Coach is fucking gone. So, and look, they're on their way here to losing this series fucking 4-1. That's my prediction. And for me, it's full house cleaning of the entire coaching staff. Everybody gone. Everybody. I want new, the head coach, every assistant, the guys, everything. Like, house cleaning fucking of the coaching staff. Because I know you can't do that with the team. A lot of the guys will be back, but you can't bring back, like, what? Okay.
Like, I totally agree, but let's wait till they're eliminated.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, and I'm doing we'll, this as in, we'll like, I know I'm talking like
it feels like it's over.
Yeah, of course it does. It is. Like, you're not beating Boston 3 straight, but a couple more things, I guess, on the Bruins. And then, I don't know, like, just Boston's top guys have showed up in this series. And as it's getting deeper here, they're looking more impressive. Marchant, Pasternak, where it's going the opposite way for us. So not a good sign. But just, again, nowhere near good enough to win. Like, the Bruins, to me, this Bruins team, very beatable. A good, on paper, a good first-round matchup for the Leafs. Very beatable. But, like...
Yeah, but so is Montreal. So is Columbus.
No, but right now, just who scares you on the Bruins? Okay, Marchant, Pasternak. But really, there's no other big threats there that you're scared of, right?
No, I think if the Bruins are going to get killed in the second round.
100% they will. Florida's going to fucking tear them apart. It won't even be close. But, like, my whole point here is that, like, if you can't beat this version of the Boston Bruins in the playoffs,
yeah,
does anybody really think that the Leafs could beat, I don't know, Florida, the New York Rangers, the Carolina Hurricanes, Colorado, Vegas? Come on, or anybody, pick a fucking team. Nashville, think they could beat Nashville in a 7-game series? I fucking doubt it.
If the first round is so fucking hard for these guys, you ain't never gonna win a second, third, or fourth round.
No,
ever.
No,
it's too difficult. I don't know.
They're losers. 8 years of the same shit. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's 8 years of the same shit. They snuck in one fucking lucky win against the Tampa Bay Lightning, a series they didn't even fucking deserve to win. But I see regression here. When they were playing Washington, when they were playing Tampa or Boston in those two series that they should have won both of them, but they found a way to piss them both away. There was still a lot of hope and optimism there because it's like, well, they're young. They'll learn. And then it's like Columbus, Montreal, a loss to Tampa with mix in a win to Tampa, but a loss to Florida, another loss to Boston right around the fucking corner coming up here. There's regression. Now it's going to be, it looks like they're losing 4-1 here. The last playoff series, they lost 4-1. It's like, they're going this way. Like there's no upward trajectory. Yeah,
they're going backwards. Yeah. It kind of feels like nothing's changed from the playoff series against Florida. Like at the same problems they had in that second round, not being able to score, not getting their power play going, not being able to kill penalties, is exactly what's happening against Boston. Same old story, same old song and dance. Surprised they didn't play that last night on the broadcast.
Well,
I just have one thing to ask you. Do you find it weird that so many people like Ryan O'Reilly, Noel Achari, Brian Boyle, I heard Brian Boyle doing an interview and they before the series started, and he played with these guys, and he didn't even give them a chance. And a part of me wonders, like, have these guys seen something in the dressing room where they're like, there's no way I'm sticking around.
Got it, 100%.
Like, these guys can't win.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
It just feels like a lot of pieces that have come and gone, and we'll probably see it with Bertuzzi and maybe not Domi, but I bet Bertuzzi.
No, those guys aren't coming back, man. Especially if they bow out in 4 games here. Why would you even bother?
No, but I mean, Domi would stay, but I feel like Bertuzzi's watching this being like, I'm not. Like, I'm ready to fucking die out there, and these guys don't care.
No. Like, I think, no, you're right. Like, Bertuzzi's played hard, but he hasn't played. It hasn't been good enough. And Domi, I don't think Domi's been very good here.
No, he hasn't been very good. But I'm not talking about like your play. I'm talking about not wanting to just be around this team.
Yeah, no.
I kind of felt like Ryan O'Reilly kind of left this taste in my mouth where he was like, these guys don't have it.
100%.
Like he saw something and he's like, I have a better chance of winning somewhere else.
100, without a doubt. Absolutely. 100%. There's no doubt about it, which is
all speculation on my part.
No, I think you're exactly right. But it's very no. The same offer would have been there from the Leafs for O'Reilly, and he said no.
Same with like Shen and Achari. Just all these people that have come and gone, they don't want to be here. And I just feel like they see something in the dressing room during those playoff rounds and they're like, no, I'm out. I am out.
How can you not see it? It's pretty clear. I'm not in the room and I can fucking sense it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to get harder to attract free agents because, like, the team can't win. Like, they just, no matter what, they can't win. They're not willing to do it. Like, how long, let me ask you this one. How long do you think, like, I mean, the fans were not pleased last night. You're spending a lot of money to go down there and they are not winning on home ice. And that's one thing that they're not winning. But when they play like that, that just makes it fucking 10 times worse. How long until this fan base, which includes me and you, whatever, a couple diehards here, but I'm getting real fucking sick of it, I'll tell you that. How long till the fan base completely checks out on these guys? Like, are you not as sick of it as I am? Because I've had it up to about fucking here with this bullshit of these fucking guys.
It's probably getting close. They're so good at sucking you in the regular season, like Matthews marching to 70 goals and they go on these long streaks and they break records and they kind of suck you in and you're like, God, these guys are so good. But it's that thing, you know, fool me once, a fool never gets fooled again. George W. Bush. It's been so many years. I think this is their ninth playoff round as these guys together. So
it's the eighth or the ninth,
but either way, that's enough. I think that's enough where now the fans are like, okay, I don't care if you score 70 goals. I don't care if you have 100 points.
Meaningless.
It's meaningless. Like, I feel kind of shitty for Austin Matthews because no one is going to give a shit about that 69 anymore.
Oh, he won the Rocket. He set the franchise record. That's all great. But then they're going to get bounced in the first round again. But that's the whole thing. How long before the fans like us start checking out? Because it's like, look.
Like now.
They don't show up on Tuesday night, which is very likely. And they're out 4-1 here. Just boom, gone like that. A whimper in the fucking night. Just fucking gone. And like, what? I'm supposed to be like, well, see you in the fall and then got to wait till next spring to see if they even make the playoffs, number one. And number two, why the fuck would I think that this team is going to fucking just like 10 years in, they're going to just decide to play a different way, play the right way in the playoffs? No, I'll be thinking, I'll be thinking all next season and waiting for next spring, I'll be thinking, well, okay, great. If they get the third seed and they play Tampa or Boston or Florida again, they're just going to get their fucking ass kicked. Like,
It's so true.
Like, there's no optimism for me anymore after this. Like, there's like,
didn't have a whole lot of optimism going into this series. Like,
I thought they'd hang with them, man.
Yeah, we did think they would hang with them. We didn't do our playoff preview, but I was going like, I in my bracket, I had Boston beating Toronto because I just was like, you haven't shown me that you can beat the Boston Bruins. I hope I'm wrong.
I would have picked the Leafs going in because I thought, I thought they were due. Like,
yeah, but I thought it's going to go 6 or 7. I thought 7 games and they're going to do that Leaf thing where they just don't show up for a game 7 and get beat.
No,
I didn't see it going this way. Like, I did not see that game 4, which may have been, can you remember a worse playoff game that this Corps played? No. That may be the worst in their history. Anyway, did not see that coming.
I think the fan base is it's boiling over to a point with players, just with the franchise, with everything. It's boiling over. Like, we're getting
from the top, from Shanahan right down to the stick.
Getting real sick of this shit. And I don't see how any fan could be like, I think the franchise is in serious jeopardy of like, people will always go to the games. They're the Leafs. Like, even when we stuck with them through several years of losing, but it's different when but they didn't have any expectations of winning. We knew we were watching a losing product. We were just like, you know, it's the Leafs, whatever. But with these guys, when the expectations are like, they think they can win, well, they're fooling them. They're fooling themselves if they think they can fucking win. So I don't know, man. I just think I don't see how any fans are going to be like, well, wait till next year. We'll get them next year. No,
no, the diehard fans have checked out. You could see it in Maple Leaf Square. You could see it with everybody online and just talking to people like diehard fans. Like you said at the very start of this podcast, it was almost a joke. Like, you didn't feel angry. You didn't. All you felt was, this is, you know, you've been fucked over so many times. You're like, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. And you know what? I checked 2 days ago. What do you think on StubHub the tickets were going for last night's game?
Oh, fuck. 3,000-4,000?
Yeah, close. A little less than that. But if you wanted to sit in the upper bowl, it was $1,500 for 2 tickets. And in the lower bowl, it was it was like 2,500 to 3,000, depending on if you were, you know, along the blue line behind the net kind of thing. Could you imagine if me and you, just two regular dudes, were like, let's do it. Let's each come up with a grand and go see this. And that's the performance you get?
No way.
It's a fucking joke.
No, I would never pay to watch these guys in the playoffs.
But somebody did. No, somebody probably fucking went $1,000 into debt because they love this team, and that's what they get.
Yeah, no, I know. It's stupid. It's brutal. Anyway, a couple quick things before we bounce out of here.
Yeah, Joseph Woll.
Well, I'm going to let's save him till the very end here. Matthews doesn't come out for the third period.
Oh, yes.
You think that's just like whatever? Like,
that's what they said.
He looked like shit. Like, he didn't look good anyway. So what? 2 days off now? I can't see any scenario where he doesn't play. It's a must win. He has to play, right?
He'll play no matter what. But will he be 100%? I don't know.
Will it matter?
No.
I mean, hard to say, right?
He is a game changer at 100%.
Now, look, I don't want to go, well, that's true, but one guy, I don't know. Well, one guy, Marchand's basically beaten the Leafs on his own, so we'll see. And
one guy and maybe a better goalie?
Well, of course, better goalie, but like, just, I want to touch again quickly on the false
hope. I mean, if Matthews is 100% and Joseph Woll,
I'm going to get to that. That's the only chance they have. I'm going to just say that to the very end, which I'm getting to right after this. False hope. So I touched on it earlier. Like, what do you think of this potential false hope narrative? I don't think they're going to win this series. Okay. I'm not rooting for them to lose, but I just don't see any scenario where they come back and beat them Boston three straight games. I don't see it. So is there a potential if they win game five and they win game six and they get it kind of closer that they'll think again, the upper brass will be like, well, we almost came all the way back. We almost beat Boston. We almost whatever, right? That's what I don't want. I want, if they're going to lose, just fucking end it on fucking Tuesday so we can get some wholesale changes that we actually fucking need. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly where
you're
saying.
Is that the right way to be looking at this or no?
Yeah, because that's what happened last year. Winning that first round against Tampa bought them this season. They go down against Tampa, I bet changes are made. They win that first round series that, like you said, they didn't really deserve to win. They got a whole year together. I'm afraid that if they come back and they push this to a game seven and they get to overtime and they lose, that everyone will be like, game four was just one game. These guys have it. They are going to win, and we'll bring the whole gang back together and try again.
That's scary. And I'm not interested in that anymore.
If they lose Tuesday, that you cannot say that. Like, Brendan Shanahan cannot come out and say, we're bringing it back.
No.
Just can't do it.
No, you can't. So we'll see. That should be very interesting. Again, not hoping that they lose. I want them, if they come all the way back and win, I mean, I don't even know if I want that, because like, what, are you going to beat Florida in the second round? Like, no, you're not. So fucking Leafs fan, being a Leafs fan, man, I'll tell you what. But yeah, the only chance that I could potentially see a scenario here is what you were going to say. If Woll goes in and he's obviously playing, Samsonov's done. Absolutely done.
Yeah.
If Woll goes in and he stands on his head, the only chance that they have, I'm not even sure that would be enough, because they still can't score.
Yeah.
So Woll could stand on his head with a shutout performance or lets in one goal and it's tied 1-1 going into overtime, because they still can't score even if Woll fucking stands on his head.
Yeah.
But that's the only chance they have, is it not? Like, he has to be incredible. Like, he has to.
Yeah, he has to be incredible. Auston Matthews has to get healthy. And they have a chance of winning the game. They've got to go back to playing the way they did in game three. Like, be engaged, get physical, win puck battles. But you play like you did in game four, it doesn't matter if fucking who's in net. You're done.
But you're
absolutely done. Like, you can't just get 6 weak shots a period and hope to win.
No, but Boston has Boston's figured these fucking guys out. No problem. Keith outcoached by Montgomery to like an absolute clinic. Montgomery compared to Sheldon Keefe. Every fucking series Keefe coaches in, he gets out coached every fucking time. But the Bruins look like they have figured it out. They're not giving them anything. They can barely get past the blue line. So what? Is Sheldon Keefe going to make the necessary adjustments to figure that out? Sorry to tell you, folks, but I highly fucking doubt it.
No.
I don't know, Chad. Whatever.
His big change will be Robertson out, Doer in. And their power play will go 0-for-10 on Tuesday night. Anyway,
At least it'll be the last time we have to watch TJ Brody in a Leafs jersey. And do me a favor, too. At least fucking play Giordano over Brody, because Giordano actually plays with some fucking heart and some passion. If you're going to, like, he might be done. So at least put Giordano in to finish his fucking career instead of 78, that fucking bum back there on the blue line.
Yeah, he was terrible. He was terrible on Tuesday night. Him and you can't put Liljegren back in. Just do it. Go all out. Put Gio in.
At least he'll play with fucking heart and passion, which is a lot more than a bunch of these fucking dudes. That's for sure.
You're right. Keith should just say fuck it and stop thinking so much and just coach with your gut. Be like, who's going? Who's not? I don't care if Marner only plays 12 minutes tonight. If he ain't going and fucking Nick Robertson is, hey, Nick, you're up on the top line. Like, just whatever it takes to win. Anyway, we will be back Tuesday after the game. Hopefully they win. And if not, we're going to break down the offseason and get into all that shit. Anyway, for the Tippin' Maple Leafs Podcast, follow us on social media at the Tippin' Maple Leafs Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Tippin' Podcast on TikTok, Tippin' Pod on Twitter. Email us tippinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Tuesday night, game 5 in Boston. Should be very interesting to see what happens. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Please like this video on YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because you are not going to miss our next couple podcasts. Whether they win or lose, I guarantee you that you're going to want to hear what we're going to be talking about after those games. Oh, man. I don't even know. We'll see what happens Tuesday night. We'll catch you later.